Christmas Memories, Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, presented by Pastor Gregory Seltz.
Hidden in the Wrappings, Tuesday, December 20th. Our text, Luke chapter 1, verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Scattered among many Christmas memories, though, for many families are some dark clouds. Some Christmases can be filled with the struggles of cancer and death. One year it might be something you struggle with your father. Another year it might be with your mom or with a close friend. That terrible enemy can cast a shadow over everything, attempting to swallow up our joy and peace and light, even amidst the promises of Christmas. Of course, it doesn't take as formidable an enemy as death to suck the joy out of Christmas. The nagging problems of poor health, strained relationships, or financial struggles are more than enough for most people. And that's why I love the third stanza of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. All you beneath your heavy load by care and guilt bent low, who toil along a dreary way with painful steps and slow, look up, for golden is the hour, come swiftly on the wing. The Prince was born to bring you peace, of him the angels sing. Zechariah carried that same thought as he praised God for sending his son to visit and redeem his people, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hates us. The truth is, we do have great and powerful enemies who are out to get us. Satan tempted our first parents to sin. That sin led to God's condemnation and resulted in death and hell. But God did not abandon us to their heartless hands. He sent his own all-powerful Son to rescue us. Come back around for the Lenten devotions this coming spring, and then you will see Zechariah's prophecy unfold as Jesus shows his strength against all of these bitter enemies. Please pray with me. Gracious Father, we are surrounded by powerful enemies that would destroy us, but you sent your Son to win our salvation by his perfect life, innocent suffering and death, and powerful resurrection. Keep us safe in this faith until his return. In Jesus' name. Amen.